AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Persian Gulf after Israel struck its crucial South Pars natural gas field. Ed Donahue reports it's all causing gyrations in financial markets.
Stocks finished lower because of the rising price of oil. Iran intensified attacks on Gulf oil and gas infrastructure in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field. This is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated, but on occasion, he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
Brent crude oil briefly topped $119 per barrel. Traders are nixing bets the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates even once this year. Gas prices keep moving higher. John Johnson lives in Dallas.
Can't afford to seal this thing up. $20 might be my limit right now because I'm on a fixed income.
The Strait of Hormuz, a key access point for the global oil market, remains effectively blocked as Iran targets traffic through it. I'm Ed Donahue.
A source tells AP the Pentagon seeking $200 billion in extra funds for the Iran war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done. For what we may have to do in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls that preposterous.
Even a fraction of that is unacceptable for a war without a plan, without a goal, without the support of the American people.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to be Homeland Security Secretary has advanced to the full Senate. The Treasury Department's begun taking over student loans as the Education Department's dismantled, and police in Spain say the body of an American student missing in Barcelona has been found. This is AP News. A season marred by tragedy capped off with a championship.
Colin Dorgan has helped lead his high school hockey team to a Rhode Island state championship after losing his mother, brother, and grandfather last month in a shooting at an ice rink. Dorgan scored a tying goal with about 30 seconds left in regulation in Blackstone Valley's eventual 4-overtime Division II title game victory Wednesday. Coach Chris Labrizzi says the team participated in counseling as players considered whether they could come back and finish the season.
Somebody came to me and said, you can't end the season like this. You need to move forward. It's the right thing to do. It'll be good for your mentality. It'll be good for the player's mentality.
Every player did return, including Dorgan. Police identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Geffen Coolball.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.